But here, this is letter in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 4. And this is letter number 925. This is dated Baruch Hashem, the 20th day of the Rishon, Tavshin Aleph, Brooklyn. The Rebbe addresses the Rabbi Goyen, gives him a lot of titles to hear, a good natured person, the Midas Trimis, and Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Halevi Rav Roshi. He's the chief rabbi of Israel, or Rav Herzog. He was the chief rabbi of. I'm not sure if I know his first name properly. I should know, but I don't know him. But Rabbi Herzog, Yitzchak Isaac, I believe it is, maybe. It's Yitzchak Isaac Herzog, it must be. But whatever, he was the chief rabbi of Israel, and the Rebbe writes him peace and blessings. So the Rebbe says that I've heard from various different sources that there is a possibility that there is going to be elections in Israel. The Rebbe is addressing to the rabbi. But the Rebbe says, when you pay attention to the situation in our Holy Land in general, especially to the results of the local city elections that had recently taken place, based upon the information that I've received on what is taking place in Israel, the Rebbe is sitting, and this it's not, wasn't information age yet, we're talking about in 1951. So over there, so it would seem that it is true, the information that I've received, it seems that all the religious parties and the religious Jews aren't yet organized to the extent that if there will be new elections in the future, there is going to be a better result showing in the Knesset from the religious party, the representation of the Jewish community. On the contrary, God forbid, it seems it's going to go down even. So, the Rebbe says, so since you are over there, so you know about all this with more clarity, and also you will come to a decision that for, you will also come to the same conclusion that for the benefit and for the general outlook of the Haredi Jewish people, without going into the particularities of this particular party, which party particularly, they can maybe benefit a little bit, each party benefit. But you take a look, if you're interested about the general religious community in Israel as a whole, the time right now isn't ripe to make these general elections, because we'll lose in the general election because the religious people are not organized yet and they're not going to be able to be successful. I'm sure the Rebbe says that this is these ideas are merely a trick, the Rebbe said, and they're just threatening, they're just scaring the people in order that they should get the proper, they want the solution about the kosher chinuch, but they're not really going to make new elections. So they're trying, they're threatening them, if you're not going to compromise, we're going to make new elections, you make new elections, you're going to be winning, you're going to be losing, and it's not worth it. Rebbe says that you are not, you should not forego and give up on anything that are important to the religion. Based on my information, even though I haven't yet fully clarified this, this is also the position of the Poila Agudas Yisrael, that was one of the parties in Israel. And therefore, the Rebbe hopes that the elections will not take place. The Rebbe says it's not appropriate, he hopes it's not going to take place. I don't have to emphasize that in a situation that it will be impossible to prevent new elections, it is absolutely necessary that there should be a joint effort of all the religious parties, a united party of all the religious people. And I've already sent a telegram with the above, and I will thank you ahead if you will notify me what is your outlook and what are you doing about this matter. The Rebbe said after the letter, in the footnote here, in the bottom, the Rebbe writes, in a way of a sort of, on a light form, I said that a united bloc, whether it's important or it will hurt is similar to a question of quantity and quality. What is more important, quantity or quality? So we can learn it from the measure of punishment based on what the Alter Rebbe writes in the Geres HaTshuva, Perek Zayin Tzedek Beis. So the quantity is makes darker, as it brings down over there. The more time you do something, it makes darker. So in other words, quantity overpowers the quantity. And the Rebbe brings it down from various different sources and from the different svarim that I guess better to have more people vote and for the right rather than having separate, I guess, quality versus quantity. I guess that's what the Rebbe's saying. Got to look at this further. But here the Rebbe took a very strong stand about helping the religious community in Israel. The Rebbe's directive has been, as we've seen, that you should vote for the most religious party. The Rebbe wanted it to be a united bloc, a united front, to not to waste any votes and to make sure to get the strongest representation. And the Rebbe showed in other letters, as we read, that you cannot look just at your own benefit, small benefit. You have to look what's good for the entire Jewish community or for the religious community in this case. And that's been a point that we have to really, in ourselves, to realize that we have to take the general interest, what's the interest of the community, before we care about our own personal interest. We must take care of that first. That has priority. But when people only care about their interests, they don't really care about the general interest, then they end up fighting with each other, they end up doing things differently, and everybody ends up losing. The Rebbe pointed out in other letters that when you do for the general group, it'll actually benefit you at the end. It'll make you stronger as well. Is your individual group will become stronger through that way. But this is the Rebbe, you see, from the very beginning, getting deeply involved. You see the Rebbe talks about his information, he talks about how he heard about the different things. You mamash see how the Rebbe was leading the world. And as we said many times, some leaders, some rabbis are rabbis of their congregations. Some are heads of some Hasidic sect, a group. But then you have the leader of generation. He takes care of all Yiddishkeit, of the whole world. That was the Rebbe's position. The Rebbe took care of everything. You know, what's going on in Israel? Another rabbi wouldn't even think about, well, why am I going to tell Israel what to do? Am I going to get involved with the chief rabbi over there? Why am I mixing in? It's not my area. It's not my business, you know? The Rebbe was a leader of the entire Klal Yisrael of all Jerusalem. The Rebbe, therefore, was able to actually change the whole landscape, everything, and he helped Jewish people, wherever they are.